Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the pricing of corn silage as we approach silage harvest. When we look at pricing that corn standing out in the field, we usually are going to buy it by the ton, and the bushel yield will impact the tonnage as it's an indication of just how well the corn grew over the growing season. So if we're expecting a low yield, let's say 70 bushel to the acre, how would we price that compared to if we were looking at a high yield, say maybe 200 bushels per the acre? Well, one of the things that we've used over the years is just simply a pricing factor that's so much times the bushel price of corn. So if we're looking at a low yield, maybe a place to start is 8 times whatever the local price per bushel might be. If we're looking at a high yield situation where we might be pushing 200 bushel to the acres, we might want to look at 10 times the bushel price of the corn. When we use these sort of factors, we're assuming that corn silage is going to be about 35% dry matter. Well, what if it's only 30% dry matter? What is the fair price then? Well, you might want to convert that to a dry matter price. That'll probably save you about $4 per ton on the ton price. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider the neighbor's side of things as they look at pricing corn silage as well as their dairy in making an accurate estimate of what that price should be.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.